Thank you and good morning. College of the Redwoods will hand out more than 700 associate's degrees or certificates to graduates at ceremonies scheduled for Friday and Saturday. The main campus graduation ceremony will kick off at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and 598 students will walk. You can watch the proceedings on a live stream at the college website. The nursing program will hold its pinning ceremony at 2 o'clock at the Eureka campus, and the Klamath Trinity Instructional Site will host a ceremony as well. There are two graduation ceremonies scheduled for tomorrow, one in Del Norte and the other in Mendocino. The County Department of Agriculture has teamed up with the State Department of Pesticide Regulation to offer a training session for marijuana growers so that they remain within state regulations when using the materials. The training will cover the appropriate pesticides for use on cannabis, reporting requirements, worker protection standards, and rodenticide use. The session is scheduled for Wednesday, May 31st at the County Ag Center on South Broadway in Eureka from 1:30 to 4:30. For more information, contact the County Agriculture Office. State Assemblymember Jim Wood announced yesterday that Governor Brown has added $1.5 million to the May revise of the state budget, and the money will be used for the cleanup of illegal trespass marijuana grows in Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. The money will go to the Fisheries Restoration Grant Program and will be used for the restoration of grow sites, which are home to the illegal use of pesticides and rodenticides, along with clear cutting and water diversion from streams and creeks. Wood said in a statement that he is grateful to the governor's office for recognizing the importance of cleaning up environmental disasters. The predicted return of adult salmon to the Klamath River this year is estimated to be about 54,000 fish. That's down from more than a million just 5 years ago in 2012. That drastic change is what prompted state lawmakers Mike McGuire and Jim Wood to implore Governor Brown to issue a disaster declaration for local fisheries. The salmon fishery in California is the state's oldest, and as recently as a decade ago, the industry supported more than 20,000 jobs and generated more than $1 billion in economic activity. Since 2004, the number of salmon caught each year by fishermen has dropped from more than 500,000 to the 55,000 or so landed last year. 2017 is predicted to be worse, and that includes the closure of the commercial and recreational salmon fishing seasons on the Trinity and Klamath Rivers, and local tribes are limited to just 800 fish. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
On Tuesday, members of the county drug enforcement team helped the California Highway Patrol as they served a search warrant on a parcel of property in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point. The search warrant stemmed from an investigation into the theft of heavy equipment, and while the equipment was not located on the property, law enforcement did find three greenhouses that contained more than 3,400 marijuana plants. A records check of the property showed that there was no commercial cannabis permit or a permit application, and attempts to contact the property owner were unsuccessful. No arrests were made.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and the talk turned to the annual budget process, which in Humboldt County also means talk about how the revenue from Measure Z gets spent. The Oversight Committee for Measure Z considered some four dozen applications for funding this year, and as always, they broke the requests down into three categories, from those considered immediate and must-have needs to less pressing needs. Bone said that the committee came up with a novel approach this year and told the supervisors that they could fund all of the most pressing needs at 60%. While that meant no group got all the funding it requested, all the most pressing projects got something.
Well, what they did this year is because we have the set funds. We have the set funds that, you know, the sheriff's deputies we've added. And then we had the asks. And the Measure Z committee, they brought stuff forward. And then what they did at the end is they said we can fund everything, all the wants, at 60%.
Bone said once the funding was appropriated, they still had some money left. He pushed for equipment for Ferndale Police.
I lobbied for a four-wheel drive police vehicle for Ferndale because they go outside the perimeters of the city limits and out to Centerville, and then they go up to Fern Bridge and around the areas. And at times needs, we had a couple flooding areas. That gives them the opportunity to go out and maybe help us a little bit and stuff. So mutual aid stuff.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk budgets and Measure Z funding by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.